Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg is the workplace for more than 80,000 soldiers and civilians, but it's also been home to hundreds of thousands of children and families over the past 100 years. As part of our ongoing series, we're sharing personal stories about life at Fort Bragg.
I'm an Army brat. My dad was stationed at Fort Bragg when he met my mom, and she worked at the PX.
Being on Fort Bragg was like being in a protected world. It was a real nirvana for a dependent child of a military person.
We were carried to school. We were pulled by an Army truck. They called it the monkey wagon. It was blue with orange trimming, and there was a soldier who rode on the back so he wouldn't fall out, I guess.
That's Billy Herring. He's 85 now, but he was just 7 when his family moved on to Fort Bragg in 1939. Billy's father ran the dairy farm, supplying milk to the soldiers. His was one of only 3 civilian families on post at the time. In those days, members of the 4th Field Artillery Battalion relied on pack mules to move heavy artillery.
Early in the morning, a long line of mules would go down the street, and they would have pieces of artillery that were broken down. One mule maybe carrying 2 wheels, another one carrying a gun barrel, and another one the breech. And then late in the afternoon, they would reverse it, and they would come back. When it first started, the mules were living in brick stables. The men were living in tents, which were pitched beside our house. I was told that if they neglected the animal and it got sick or disabled for any reason that was the man's fault, then he would have to take the saddle the next day and carry it on his back to whatever that day's routine was. And I think they were pretty careful.
Throughout World War II, Billy's Boy Scout troop collected scrap metal for the war effort.
We would go out to the firing ranges when they weren't firing, and we would dig slugs out of the bank and collect them in buckets. Everybody was on the same page as far as I could see in World War II. My mother, she collected bacon grease and stuff like that for explosives. Everybody was very patriotic.
Living on Fort Bragg in a time of war brought Billy face-to-face with enemy troops. Italian prisoners of war worked with his family to harvest corn, while German POWs were housed just down the road.
During the latter part of the war, there was a large German prison camp built in the Smoke Bomb Hill area. I don't know, there were hundreds of German prisoners. They were guarded pretty closely. Off the coast of North Carolina, there were 2 or 3 submarines where we took some of the crew alive. They were captured, and some of them were brought to Fort Bragg. I heard there were 21 of them, and they built a special camp for them. I think they were either SS or very elite. It wasn't right next to my house. It was probably 3 or 4 blocks away. I do remember one night the knock on the door, and a guard says, "Don't go out. A prisoner has escaped, and we're looking for him. We're going up under your house." So they looked. They didn't find him there, but they found him a couple days later. I felt pretty good, because if you're not secure on an Army base, where are you secure? For me, it was a good time.
Billy Herring lives in Harnett County. His story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. There are instructions for how to send in your Fort Bragg story at wunc.org.